and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I am Sean. I mixed it up there.
I noticed. You really, really did.
I figured it's a, you know.
Whatever. I am Sean.
I am Sean. So, yes. Hello. As you take a drink of coffee.
I know. I was like, I got coffee in my mouth.
I fill the time.
So I'm making the stretch motion.
Yeah. Here. I don't know. We usually try to keep these intros a little bit shorter now.
Mm.
I don't have much to talk about other than we got a new TV because our previous TV was broken.
By a cat.
So there's that.
She's really fucking expensive.
She's a maniac. She bumped into our old plasma screen and like knocked out a transistor.
Literally have no idea how she did it.
I don't know either.
Because it didn't fall over. It's just we turned it on and it was.
Something happened to it.
I'm pretty sure she hit it.
Something happened. I don't know what exactly happened, but it was broken and it ain't getting fixed.
No.
We also discovered there's a Ruby Tuesdays around here.
Yeah, we did, because we were watching some weird ass YouTube video where they're like the rise and fall of insert random restaurant here.
There's actually a pretty big trend of that. It's just people talking. There's this one guy, his name is the Company Man, and he just does these videos about different companies and talks about stuff that makes them work and stuff that doesn't make them work and why they're popular and whatever. So, and some of them are very interesting. Some of them a lot of them I don't care about, but sometimes we'll have ones that pop up and I'll be like, oh, I need to watch that.
Yeah.
And what happened was we were talking about Ground Round, which I remember from my youth.
We did not have a ground round.
We had Ground Round and I was like, well, where can I go to a Ground Round? And apparently in North Dakota.
Yeah.
Because it's literally the only two left. Well, although it used to be a big deal up in like the Northeast, I guess in Boston, which apparently somebody in a Ground Round parking lot got killed, vehicular homicided.
Well, not homicided. I think it's called manslaughter because he was drunk and he climbed up. This is why Massachusetts does not have happy hours.
I didn't know that. I didn't know
this was a thing.
You wouldn't notice.
No, it was like 1982 and like a bunch of guys got trashed at the Ground Round and then they left. And in the parking lot, one of them was like, I'm going to ride on the roof of the car on the way home. And we kind of all know how that's going to turn out. And that's exactly how it turned out. And now Massachusetts doesn't have happy hours.
That happened. When I was a teenager on the JV football team, or maybe I was on the varsity, it doesn't matter. One of my teammates was crazy and he rode on top of a car.
Did he die?
No, he lived.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, he's okay.
I think I went to high school with a guy who, like, right after we graduated, he was, like, riding in the back of a pickup truck on a dirt road, and he fell out and died.
Oh,
so, nice.
Sucks.
Yeah, totally sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it also reminds me of the riding on top of cars is the story of Dan Davis.
Okay.
So, did I ever tell you about Dan Davis?
I don't.
The motivational speaker?
I don't think so.
So, I'll tell you this quick story, because this is fun. This is a story for everybody.
Oh, okay.
and I think my brother's the only one to recognize if you went to JFK High School in the mid-90s, you might remember. But I remember one time, we were like, we get these motivational speakers to come in, you know, a bunch of people come in. It's like, oh, don't do drugs. And one of them was this guy, Dan Davis. And I just remember they would, you know, to like educate the teachers about it.
Wait, did he come in a lot?
No, just the once.
Oh, okay. And you still remember this guy?
I'll tell you, you'll know why in a second.
Okay. Sorry.
I remember a lot of them. I remember a lot of these speakers, but this is the one that I think a lot of us will remember if we brought it up to some of my classmates.
Mm.
But he was a guy. So I remember right away there was they handed out like a one sheet, like just something like whoever's like, hey, here's the speaker that's coming around. I saw it on my biology teacher's desk or my chemistry teacher's desk. And I thought it was Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Because he looked like Hacksaw Jim, like he had a big beard.
And you were so excited.
And I was like, oh shit, Hacksaw. I was like, oh no, it's this other guy.
Yeah.
Right. And so we go to the thing, you know, and you're standing there, and usually everybody files in, you know, the principal's like, all right, well, here's Dan Davis. And like, he's just kind of walking, like, stand there quietly. And instead of just being like, hey, how are you going? I'm Dan Davis. He just comes up and starts like yelling. like just right up, it's like, I'm Dan Davis and I'm here to tell you not to do drugs. God damn, whatever. Or some, I just don't remember. I just remember there was a few moments. One of which was you do a lot of drugs because he's a football player. I think he played for the Cowboys? Question mark?
Yeah, sure.
Definitely didn't play for the Bills. He was not one of Kelly's heroes. But I think at some point when he was younger, he rode on top of a car and fell off and like had a bad head injury.
Oof.
But he got better.
Oh, well, that's good.
And then there was also another thing where he would talk about he was just doing coke like all the fucking time.
Okay.
And how he was like, yeah, I used to do sit-ups, and every time I did a sit-up, I go up, I do a bump off a desk.
Jesus, how did he not die right then?
You're asking me. I don't know.
You would assume his heart would explode after, like, what are you doing, 100 push-ups? That's 100 bumps? What are you doing?
Maybe he just did it was a little bit, just enough to like get you through the session. But then he also talked about how it's like, yeah, and my son was doing coke once, and I put coke on my finger and I put it out to my son's nose and then I pulled it away. And he's telling the story, and then he starts like kind of like intimating, like talking about his son, because like, my son shows up, I'm gonna tell this, and it's like, is he here, is the son here, like I don't know.
Apparently he lives in Texas if the guy played for the Cowboys. I don't know,
maybe he made the trip. Made the trip to Western New York.
He follows his dad around and just sighs. He's like, yeah, he tried to give me coke when I was a baby.
Part of the act. Yeah. You know? He's like, and just like my son's like, oh, it's my cue, I better go appear. And I know, I remember that being one of the more interesting speakers. And again, because that's what, after he did that, we had that speaker, one of the players on my team that was riding the top of the car, he was riding it yelling, I'm Dan Davis.
Interesting. Well, see,
and that's why we never won any games.
Sure, why not?
I'll blame it on that. I mean, at least when I was there, we didn't win any games. I did contribute to one loss. Anyways,
I don't remember us ever having motivational speakers when I was in high school.
Really?
Yeah. Nobody cared.
Well, you had too big of a school.
Well, that's also true. We had a lot of kids. Get all those
kids rounded up. Like, we only had two.
Yeah, no, it would have been like several sessions of.
Yeah, like my school only had like two kids in it.
Yeah, no.
It's just me and my brother.
No.
Dan Davis and Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
No. But I do remember, I think I was in like sixth grade. You know how the fire department, like they'd have like a fireman come in and like a police officer and come talk to you or whatever. I remember he came in, like there was a fireman who came into our class, and what he said to us, and I still remember this because even as a 12-year-old girl, I was like, you're full of shit. He was like, I just want to tell all of you, the cars can't catch on fire. I was like, yes, they can.
but there's fabric in there.
Yeah, and gasoline. I don't know why he was insisting cars cannot catch on fire, because they absolutely can. Rubber burns.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so I don't exactly know, but he was insisting that, and I was just like, what? Yeah, and I think that might have been like the same week that the cops came, like the DARE people came.
Yeah, DARE.
And did you ever see the DARE kit?
Nah, maybe. I don't
remember. It's like literally just a kit full of like drugs where they show you what they look like and tell you not to take them.
I
don't
know about that. I think it was just Dan Davis popping out of a box being like, ah, drugs!
No.
I did them all in the box. You can't have the kit anymore.
Yep. Nope. That was pretty much it for us. Nobody cared.
What is Council of Geeks?
Well, despite the name, it's actually just one kind of pretentious guy on YouTube who rants at camera a lot and just goes on and on about things like Doctor Who and Marvel movies and Star Wars and...
I meant, once the Council of Geeks podcast feed?
Oh, that. Well, it kind of depends on when it is you're looking at it.
What does that mean?
Well, it's been a lot of things at a lot of different times. Originally, it was just longer versions of roundtable talks that the guy who runs the thing used to have. It was the home of 90s Comics Retrial for a while.
Oh, I liked that show.
Yeah, but, you know, then he did Executioner's Song and it broke him, so he doesn't do that anymore either.
Oh.
There was Go Home Hollywood, You're Drunk.
Winner of the Relatively Geeky Networks Award for Best New Podcast in 2017?
Yep, that's the one. That's over too. His co-host had a kid and, well, he didn't bother ever trying to find somebody else.
Oh. So what is it now?
Well, at the moment, it is home to See a Space Cowboy, where he is just going back through Cowboy Bebop and taking it one episode at a time, putting his thoughts up after not having seen the thing in about 15 years.
Okay. Well, what will it be after he's done with that?
Stick around, and maybe you'll find out what's next. Or catch up on the old stuff. It's still there.
This is a very strange promotion.
Yeah, well, he's a strange guy.
Well, this has been fun.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess we're waiting to get to the comic.
Uh-huh. What are we reading?
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, you did.
I just asked you to ask me. What are we reading
so
this
we're going
to
read, and this is the problem because I don't know exactly what the year, but I know the issue. So we're reading The Savage Dragon, the miniseries.
Okay.
Number one. I believe it's from 1992. Because I thought, I mentioned it last week that we were like, oh, maybe we should do some Savage Dragon because we've done it before. We've never done Savage Dragon before.
I feel like he must have shown up because I know we have talked about him.
You know, we don't do a lot of Image stuff on here. You know, a lot of stuff other than Marvel and DC. But, you know, I feel like, you know, given the way that we're doing this in our format and we're kind of have, you know, opportunities to dive in some stuff that's, you know, collected, I figured we'd give this a shot. And I've had this one for a while. This is actually really nice. It's like an early trade. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, it's before, you had to buy it, like, in a comic book store. But yeah, so Savage Dragon, this is the miniseries. So this is when he was reintroduced, so to speak, by Eric Larson, who is a famous artist and writer, used to do a lot of Marvel stuff. That's kind of where he cut his teeth doing, like, I think Wolverine, like that was his big thing. You know, one of his characters, like as a part of his like growing up and like working on stuff, like was the Savage Dragon. And at one point, early on in his career, Eric introduced him in some random indie comic. You know, like he existed somewhere. And once Image started, he was like, "Well, this is going to be my jam."
Right.
And it went along for a very long time. Actually, I feel like it just ended 2017.
What, this specific run?
Yeah.
No shit.
Because after the miniseries, there was an ongoing. And then,
but like ongoing from when this started all the way to 2017?
I think so, yeah. Jesus. I think 2020. It was like, Spawn is still going. Spawn has never stopped since 1992, from as far as I know.
Because it's called Spawn.
Because it's Spawn.
Yeah.
It's Todd McFarlane, and he is super over with everybody. So, you know, you have no choice but to keep it going. But
yeah.
Savage Dragon, I mean, this was Eric Larson's joint, and, you know, we...
it's a weird one.
We get to... Yeah, it's a weird one. It's... And I did some research about...
Oh, good. Maybe you can explain to me if he ever gets his memory back.
He does, kind of.
Oh,
but,
well, that's good.
I mean, we can talk about it maybe a little bit later, but I just want to get into the book here. I do want to say, though, that I really enjoy... Not enjoy, I mean, because it's a personal thing for him, but like Eric Larson kind of has a really nice introduction thing if you read this, like talking about his love for comics and like working on comics and getting stuff together, and kind of gives the origin about, you know, the Savage Dragon character. So I think it's really interesting. It's a really interesting read.
Yeah.
We'll start off with the number one of the first issue of the miniseries. I could find the cut. So this is the cover, official cover, because they don't actually have the covers listed.
I like when they put the cover before the issue, like when they lay out a trade that way.
Yeah.
That's always my favorite.
But. Yeah. But the cover is just Savage Dragon and a dynamic shot of him jumping through some wreckage.
Yep.
And he's got a tank top and pants, and he's also the thing that I always find him interesting about him is that
he found jeans that fit him.
That. And
because he's like 800 feet tall.
Yeah, he's gigantic, but he's like human enough somehow that he has all this like hair. Like he's got Robin Williams.
That was very odd to me because there is a part in here where he like, we'll talk about it when we get there, but I was like, I didn't realize he had all this hair because I always assumed he was more like
a
dragon, like reptilian. I thought this dude had scales. Apparently he's just green.
No, he's just a dude
with a weird fin.
There's a space thing behind it, that the reason why he is what he is, you know, because eventually, but Yeah, it's wacky.
Mm-hmm.
But well, I'll just kind of say this right now. So yeah, he does get his memories back at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And but he ends up being, it's like a thing where he was like a conqueror on a different planet.
Sure.
And then he there's all this different stuff. And I love, because I looked it up and there's a Savage Dragon wiki.
Oh, okay, good.
And I just looked up, you look up the character and it's like, last appearance, you know, died or whatever. And it says, injected himself with his son's blood and then exploded. That's how he dies. Spoiler.
I don't know if I should ask why his son's blood equals explosion. Because
it was powerful and it's something, he couldn't control it and then he exploded.
Okay. Well, you know, you got to go somehow.
You got to go. If you got to go, go like that.
Yeah, you know.
So it starts off, though. We just got this. Actually, I think this is a really cool image.
It is.
A naked
Savage Dragon.
Savage Dragon in a fetal position covered, surrounded by fire.
Yes, surrounded by fire. And apparently that he is in a burning parking lot, which is what we find out
He was
later.
In a burning parking lot. And he is found by this cop.
Yeah.
Frank Darling. So yes. This guy's name is Frank.
So what happens is Savage Dragon wakes up in the hospital with Frank questioning him, but he has no memory of what his name is, where he's been, any of that. However, he does remember who the president is, when the last time that I think the Cubs won the pennant, like all sorts of, like,
he knows who played Fred Mertz.
Yeah, he knows all that. And apparently, as he mentions later, he remembers what happened last week on L.A. Law.
La Law.
Which is still one of my favorite Golden Girls jokes of all time.
We just watched Major League. I wonder what he thinks of Major League. He could probably have a good discussion about the movie Major League with Corbin Burnson of L.A. Law.
100%.
Well, I guess the reason for that is apparently there's some sort of I don't know when this gets explained, but there's some sort of transmitter in his head that a satellite is beaming pop culture into his head.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we should get that for the young.
Yes. Can I get the Savage Dragon, please?
Because I feel like kids today just have no fucking clue what's going on.
Well, they don't, because it's...
And it's not their fault. I mean, honestly, it's not their fault.
No, it's not. They should actually teach it in schools, to be honest, if we're going to be true.
I really think I Love the series should be required viewing.
They should have high school assemblies where they just show those.
Either that or just, it's pop culture class, and you just watch I Love the from 1970 to...
They did one for the 2000s. They did new millennium. So there's a whole bunch there.
Just watch them all, and then
you learn about everything.
That's how I learned about a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
I loved those fucking things.
Still do.
Yeah, they're great.
So he doesn't know anybody about himself. But then, and we jump around in a weird way because it's it feels like it's in order, but it's not.
But there's it jumps forward in time. And the only way you kind of know about that is because they'll kind of mention it.
Yeah, but there's no previous or whatever.
Right. There's no 2 months later. So Frank goes home to his wife and I guess they're watching TV and Super Patriot, is that his name?
Super Patriot, yes.
There's a guy named Super Patriot who looks insane. Like if Homelander kind of multiplied. Like that's kind of what we're looking.
It's a very Homelander, but he's wearing
More.
But there's more logo on him.
Yeah, but apparently he's a good guy, not Homelander. But somebody is killing these mutants.
Right.
And superheroes Super Patriot, because somebody breaks all of his arms and legs.
So this is what he says. He was brought to the hospital today with both arms and legs crushed beyond repair and half of his face missing. I like that.
That's right.
Part.
I did laugh at that when I was like, oh.
He does end up getting I do remember Super Patriot because he does come back kind of like a cyborg looking thing.
Nice. A RoboCop?
Not quite.
Oh.
But, you know, he does get a new look and everything. Yeah. So we have, but Frank's talking to his wife about this and he's just confused. And then we jump back to the hospital and the Savage Dragon's like, I want to get out of here. And
Frank's
you have to get to before. This is where he gets his name.
Oh, that's right. This woman, one of the nurses calls him Mr. Dragon. And he's like, wait, why are you calling me that? She's like, oh, because you got the fin thing. And he's like, I like that. That's my name now.
I'm a fin guy.
So my name is now Dragon. And then, so he wants to get out of there. And the cop's like, you know, my brother owns a shipping company down at the docks and he owns a warehouse. You could probably live above, you could probably live upstairs and work for him, until you get back on your feet.
Right. But what he wants him to do, because since the superpowers criminals are on such a role.
Yeah. Because the cops are kind of against the ropes.
They're overwhelmed. Like the superheroes are getting their asses kicked.
We're in Chicago.
And then we're also in Chicago. Sorry. So this is a real deal.
Yeah, I have to specify we're in Chicago.
He's like, look, you're like the hardest dude ever.
Yeah.
Frank is talking to the Super Dragon.
You were literally on fire in the middle of a parking lot and it didn't even faze you, basically.
He's like, well, you look, man, I'm trying to figure my stuff out. Leave me alone.
Yeah. He's like, you know, I can't right now. I don't even remember who I was. I'm just going to go, work this job with your brother and whatever, which he does.
So now we jump to him. So he's working on the docks, but then this Frank's brother, I forgot what his name is.
Like the criminals come and
they're shaking him down.
Shaking him down because they want his money.
So you have, I think this one guy's name is Skullface, the shiny skull with the
red hair.
With the red hair.
That guy, I will say, some of these guys look pretty cool.
That's the thing. They look cool, but that's the thing. That's the reason kind of why we're maybe touching upon this book in like the context of what we're doing, because there is a lot of ridiculousness in this book. And
oh yeah, I feel like,
and it's so like over the top.
It's very nice
in the ways.
It's early 90s.
It's early 90s, but like, you know, it must have just hit the right kind of thread for people, you know, that were jumping into Image. Cause I mean, you'll get, cause not everything that Image put out in the beginning was over.
Right.
You know, so, you know, but this one just happened to be a big deal. Like they even made a cartoon out of this. It was on USA. It was like one of those like Cartoon Express things that they would have on like the afternoon or something, like around with like the, they also had like the Double Dragon and like the, like a shitty, like Street Fighter one.
Mm-hmm. We should see if that's on YouTube.
It might be. I think I watched it. I have a Savage Dragon action figure like from that kind of run.
Neat.
Because he's fucking cool looking.
He is cool looking.
So he's fighting. I forgot what this other guy's name is.
There's a lot of stuff going on, but he kicks all of their asses. And then the brother's like, why did you do that? All they wanted was my money. Now they want my life. And he's like, don't worry. I'll protect you. And then the warehouse explodes.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I kind of like the timing of that. He's like, hey, man, I'll protect you. I swear it. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
And since he's invisible, he's just standing there naked.
Yeah, he just, because all of his clothes get burned off. And this is where he has all the hair.
Yes.
And this is when I was like,
hair all of it. Like it is. Robin Williams looks at this guy
and goes, holy shit, that guy's wearing a sweater. Yeah. Robin Williams can't believe the amount of body hair this man has.
What's his face? Who else is hairy? Trying to think of other hairy men to compare him to. Tom Selleck's chest.
Tom Selleck. Steve Carell has a really hairy chest, if I remember correctly.
Steve Carell probably saw this, took inspiration. He says, you know, when I do this movie in the future, the 40-year-old virgin, I'm going to look like Savage Dragon without the fin. But the rest of my body's going to be hairy.
That's
the deal.
So then he goes to Frank's house.
He goes to Frank's house, but Frank's is actually watching another report about another guy, Mighty Man, who's from the early 40s, who was murdered at his house.
Yep.
Because his secret identity had been revealed.
Yeah.
And apparently, though, he's like, because he was 67 years old, right? This guy.
Right. But he was around in the 40s.
But it's like his thing is like, it's like a reverse Shazam.
Oh, is that what the deal is?
Yeah, because it says that he regained consciousness at the hospital, but lacked the ability to magically transform himself into the hero. So
Mighty Man. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because if he had been able to transform himself, he probably would have survived.
Yeah, it's kind of like actually reminds me of Darkhawk. I don't know if it's I think it goes both ways, but like Darkhawk, if he's injured in his human form and if he uses his amulet, he turns into Darkhawk and he'll be healed. And then when he turns back, he's back to being a normal human. Like he's back
but
to being
healed.
But healed. But yeah, healed. I'm sorry, being a healed, you know, yeah, like he's better.
Yeah. So Savage Dragon like goes to Frank's house and he like knocks on the door and Frank's like, what the hell? And he's like, first thing, brother's dead, just FYI. Second thing, I will take you up on that whole like helping the cops.
No, second thing, I need clothes.
Oh. I thought he said, I'll help you with the cops thing. And then the third thing was, I need clothes because this man is butt ass naked.
Oh, I know. Yeah, yeah. He is hairy and green. Two things that you are never ready for.
No.
You might think you're ready for it,
but you're
not ready for it.
I know I'm not ready for it.
He is, you know, you might be like, hey, man, you want some Nair? You know, or was that some Veet?
Veet. You want to use some dick?
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to get you, we get you like some electrolysis.
Man, I don't know how that, covered in Nair though. That might sting.
Well, it doesn't hurt him.
Oh, that's true.
He might be like, fuck, man, this is cool. But I mean, but maybe he just keeps growing. Maybe he's like, maybe he's Italian. Or he's Greek, or he's Mediterranean.
I mean, that's what we're going to find out.
He's from the Mediterranean planet of dragons. Humanoid dragons.
Yes, he's from the hair belt.
He's from the, but it's in space, so it's a bunch of dragon dudes being like, opa! my big, fat dragon Italian Greek wedding. I like it.
It's good.
I like it. Nia Vardalos has already done like a shit ton of those movies.
She just did the third one.
Yeah, was it the third one? Was it a baby or a college or...
I think it's a college. Because
the daughter's like, there's like a kid that's grown.
Because the kid shows up at the end of the first one. So she must be...
The first one?
Yeah, at the very end.
Oh, she has a baby in the first one?
Well, she's old enough. She's like going to elementary school.
Oh, okay.
At the very end of the first one. And she's like, well, I pack her lunch with the crust cut off the sandwiches like the other girls. I don't make her take Greek food.
Uh-huh.
That's like the whole thing. And they live right next to her parents.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know who could play Savage Dragon if they were talking about that?
Huh.
Joey Fatone.
Oh, Joey Fatone, man. I still say if I was an actor that I'd play his fucking sister or his cousin.
You could be Jen Fatone.
I would just whatever the name was supposed to be. But I swear to God, if you put us next to each other and said these two are related, people would believe you.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he's so Frank's like. This is actually messed up because it feels like there's not a lot of like grief, I guess, from this Frank guy. Cause he's like, well, your cousin's dead or your brother's dead. Or it's his cousin.
Oh, it's his cousin, not his brother.
He's like, your cousin's dead. Cause he got exploded while I was holding him and his body exploded around me and my clothes.
I think maybe it's because this guy's like undergoing shell shock because of all the people that are dying, all the cops that are dying. That's why he needs Savage Dragon's help. Because these mutant people are like really overrunning the whole city and kind of overtaking the police force.
Yeah, it's intense.
So I think maybe that's what's going on. So anyway, Savage Dragon's like, okay, I'm going to be a cop now. And they go to like the first day of cop school.
Keep this in mind. No, keep this in. Okay. So maybe this is just like his training.
Yeah.
But then he has
the police academy.
Yeah. So it's
sort of.
Yeah. Lasard's there. Fucking Mahoney. Actually, those Police Academy movies of Savage Dragon was in them will be very interesting. Like him and Tackleberry would just be like killing everybody.
Yeah.
Actually, I wouldn't mind. Tackleberry as Savage Dragon.
God.
Nobody talks. You know what? Nobody talks about the Police Academy movies in a way. Like we only remember Michael Winslow.
Yeah, that's about it.
But everything else about it, like I feel like not enough. Like,
is it one of those like? I don't really remember the Police Academy movies. I don't think I really watched them, but my guess is they don't hold up.
No, not at all.
My guess is they are of their time.
Not at all. And there's at least the first like three or four, like the ones, once they go to Russia, it's not so bad.
You can say whatever you want.
Or the Miami
Russians.
Beach one, you know, I don't know. Maybe I don't know. There's some good ones, man. I don't know. They're all bad. I'm gonna say they're all terrible movies.
I'm assuming they all are bad
movies. And nobody has thought to like bring it back. Like there was like a cartoon of it. Uh-huh. There was almost an NES game, and that was it. We've just kind of forgotten about Police Academy movies. I don't see any podcasts about them. Nobody's talking about it.
Yeah, that might be true. They're not streaming, are they?
I don't know.
Interesting.
Maybe we should do a subsect of this podcast where we watch all the Police Academy movies and see if we're still alive afterwards.
Do I have to?
No. No, this is a dumb idea that I just thought
of. All right, cool.
Anyways, so I don't quite understand what's happening scene because he's got all the cops. Like, I think they're having a sparring session?
I think maybe it's like one of those like, you know, we'll show you type of thing, and he just like picks them all up for some reason.
But there's like 20 of them that he's picking up at once.
He's a big man.
Well, of course, he could lift 50 tons.
Can we also say that when the close-ups of this guy they're very strange. They're like handsome Squidward. That like very bulbous chin and like.
There's one. Yeah, he has a lot of. There's some real.
It's
real like, handsome. handsome profiles of Savage Dragon.
Yeah, but like overly, like ridiculously sarcastically handsome almost, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So he's doing a shooting.
He's really good. And of course he keeps having to remind everybody that he doesn't remember anything.
Nope.
I think he says it like 8 times.
He might remember the Police Academy movies.
He might, you know what? He might, because he's got that pop culture thing beaming into his skull.
Hey, I could recite the entire script to Police Academy 5, Miami Beach Fuckery, or whatever it was called.
I would actually really like it if it was called Miami Beach Fuckery.
I agree.
So, yeah, so now he's like, then we kind of see that he has, you know, become a cop, and then we sort of see him going through his day where basically everybody calls him constantly because he's, you know,
well, we get this. We just think we get introduced to some of these cops first.
Yes. One is that lady cop, Alex, I think her name is.
Yeah, there's Alex Wiles, who ends up, it's kind of like his Olivia Benson, if you will.
Kind of figure.
As they go through this.
Mm-hmm.
But then you also have a guy named William Johnson, or as I might call him, Jesus the cop.
Oh, he does look like Jesus.
He looks like Jesus the cop.
Yeah, good call.
But like Jesus, but with aviators.
I mean, I believe if the Lord came back, he'd probably be like, it's fucking bright, and we'd have to give him some aviators.
And then you have like you have one guy named Phil Dirt.
Phil Dirt's, but I think that's very funny.
That is a good name.
That's a good joke.
And then there's, of course, the get out of the pool, bigoted cop, Howard Nisman.
Yeah.
Who is like, he's like, I don't like working with freaks. And he's like, hey, and to his credit, Savage Dragon is like, I'm not saying he just doesn't remember things, but he's like a pretty even keel dude.
Yeah.
When he's like in public, because I just like this part where even before he's like, yeah, everybody's looking at him when he walks into the room and he's like, hey, lighten up, people. I don't bite.
Yeah.
You know, but he's literally a dude. He literally has sharp fangs.
Right.
And a fin.
He seems pretty chill.
Yeah, he seems pretty chill, but Nisman, you know, this guy, you know, is a real bigot. Like, he beat up an innocent black man and still is a policeman here. And this guy, he kind of, like, stands up to him. He's actually somehow taller than the Savage Dragon.
That's crazy.
Which is crazy. But he steps on this guy's foot. Dragon steps on this guy's foot and just kind of shows him his boss, you know?
Yeah.
And this is why it's weird, though, because the way that this book is structured, you don't really know if something is, you know, is ending or whatever. But
yeah,
we just kind of jump to this next scene where, now this is, mind you, this all takes place in one day.
Yeah.
This is his first day on the job.
See, I thought this was multiple days on the job.
Yeah. No, this is one day on the job.
This is what I was confused by.
Is it so him and actually this picture, the Jesus guy looks like Jeff, the dude.
Yeah,
he looks does. Like Lebowski.
Yeah,
I always want to call him Lebowski, but he's not. It's the dude. But he's like, hey, so there's a guy named Cutthroat, and there's also a dude named girl named Glowbug, and they're trashing a bank and they've killed a bunch of people.
Help.
So we like need you to do something.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right. So I jump in. He jumps in.
Yep.
Yeah, he just kind of barrels into this bank.
Yeah.
And every time he does something, he's wearing like a police uniform.
Yeah.
He goes in, that gets shredded.
Oh, 100%.
So he loses his shirt, but he manages to, apprehend the villains.
Yep.
He goes out.
He marches them outside and like, isn't the press there? Like
yeah,
a bunch of people are clapping.
Standing ovation.
And then the press is trying to ask him a bunch of questions. And he kind of just ignores them.
He's just like, rough days. Like, I've had worse.
Right. I'm like, how do you remember? You
but
don't.
Yeah, but then he jumps in. You just see him like punching all these villains. This is all in one day. He just finds another villain.
See, I didn't think this was all in one day. I thought this was a montage of him being on the force.
He punches a guy with two faces. You see this one? You see that?
Oh, yeah, that's fucked up.
I don't know who this guy is, but I don't know why he's got two faces. And he's also electrified.
Yeah, see, I thought this was like not all in one day. We were actually just watching like a montage of like him just being on the force for a while.
No, this is happening. And there's so much crime in Chicago from supervillains that he is able to have work constantly and just never get tired of it.
Apparently.
I mean, he's annoyed by it, but he could just go in and just do it.
Yeah.
End of the day, he shows up and this is where he meets up with Wild.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's like, forget my shirt. I'm just going to wear a tank top and have all the guns on me.
Yeah, this is because he has to like go kill some people Because she's like, she needs help. She's hiding behind a car or whatever. Well,
there's a hostage situation.
Yeah,
in
it's
a house.
Hostage situation. And she's hiding behind a car because they're like shooting at her or whatever. And so he shows up and she's like, how are you going to go in? And he's literally, it's just this picture of him all muscled with like all the guns.
It's pretty cool.
Just like, it is pretty cool. And then he's got like bullets like all over his body.
He's got like little band-aids on him. I always like the little band-aids. On like somebody, like a superhero or something.
Sunglasses here.
And the sunglasses.
Yeah, and he's got some sunglasses.
And he just does a backflip and just dives, literally like, dives through a roof.
Yeah, goes through the roof and just ends up, and he just starts fighting these guys. I think it was the last one when he was fighting Cutthroat.
Uh-huh.
There was some of the sound effects in the background. There's one that says clunked.
Oh, yes, yes.
There's honestly did not think that's what it said when I first...
No, chunt.
Chunt. It's chunt, because
So you got... Does this say whorl?
I'm assuming that's just supposed to say whore.
It says
and
whorl,
then the other one's supposed to say cunt.
Chunt. Cunt.
I honestly thought, I was like, what cunt? I was like, oh, no, it's a sound effect.
I've
like,
never seen that.
I was like, y'all just wanted to put those words in your books.
I like, runk. We also got... ram.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of like sound effects and like also thoom, because he just starts shooting these people.
Yeah, so he dives into this house and he just lays waste to this entire operation. Like somehow, I mean, there's still like 20 hostages in there.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
maybe doesn't care.
He just rams through these guys. One dude looks like Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
He's got like a weird hair thing going on.
Yep.
So he's just laying waste to these dudes. He does get shot in the eye.
But it doesn't
do anything.
Yeah, he just got better.
It just breaks his glasses.
Yeah.
One guy gets a hold of a hostage. He's like, I'm going to kill her.
Yeah, it's like, if you don't stop it, I'm going to kill her. And he's just like, puts bullets in this man's arm.
No, this is when Star, the...
Oh, that's right.
The ninja
Star,
vigilante.
The Spider-Man with a star on him.
Spider-Man with...
Also a wig.
Yeah, I was going to say Spider-Man with Jack Perry hair.
Oh, 100%. 100%. I mean,
That is a look.
It's a look.
Because usually the face is exposed if you're doing the hair thing like that. I've never seen it where you have like a full Spider-Man mask, but then you're like, I'm also going to let my Kip Winger do out.
Was there, trying to think, I want to say in like Hellboy, wasn't there like one of the things he was fighting with had those like bug eyes? Like one of his buddies, do you remember?
Yeah, it was a Doug Jones guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
That he also looks like that.
Okay, yeah, no, totally. Yeah, the bug eyes, glasses are pretty wild. But his name's Star, and he's like, "Hey, man," because he comes in and he throws a bunch of ninja stars at this guy's arm that's holding the hostage, and you know the hostage escapes or whatever. He's like, "Well, look, man, you know, I'm just here to help you fight the battle."
And he's like, "Bye." That's it. That's all you see of him.
That's all we see him. And then yeah, this is when we got the press is asking him questions. And then again, first day on the job, he murdered so many people and destroyed so many houses and also got chunted.
Yeah, chunted.
He got kicked. So it's a chunt.
Yeah.
He got chunted in the face. He's like, hey, I'm just here to take the city back. I'm here to, you know, do whatever and, you know, be a superhero or be a hero. Like,
yeah.
He's not a superhero. He's just a really strong dude.
Yep.
That just happens to be
green,
part dragon and green. This is where we see the rest of the baddies. Cause there's I forgot what this guy's name is. I hear about him later. I forgot what it is, but
is this the one with the shark?
The shark. Yeah.
There's a shark guy.
There's a guy that looks literally
like
King Shark.
The shark guy's pretty cool. Yeah. Shark guy's pretty cool.
He's like a shark guy, but he's also dressed in like Cable's outfit.
Yeah.
He's got those weird shoulder pads, but there's a Hellraiser here. There's a guy that literally is just, I don't know. Actually, this is quite the hair, dude. Did you see this?
Oh yeah.
So this one guy, I think this is Hellraiser. Okay. So this outfit, man, the more I look at it, the more
There's something to see every time you look.
It's more, yeah, it's something different.
Yeah.
So he's got a bare chest open.
Mm-hmm.
A nice, good, hairy chest.
Right.
Like Savage Dragon.
Yep.
He has a cod piece with a zipper over it right out in the open.
Well, you know.
For easy access. To whiz or whatever. Yeah. He's got gauntlets, of course. He's got a cape.
Mm-hmm.
He has shoulder pads, two shoulder pads that are almost like gigantic spikes.
Nice.
Just all spikes here.
Nice.
And then he's got a chain around his, okay. So his hair, so he's got one of those masks that like goes around your head, but shows your face.
Right.
So the hair situation here, he has pigtails like Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
I didn't see the pigtails until just now. Again,
rewarding. It's basically like a Where's Waldo. You just see something new every time.
I like that.
Yeah.
He's got that. He has a ponytail, like a big ass ponytail.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's got like two like wings coming out of his head. How would you describe that? So that's like hair, and it's also coming out of the mask.
I mean, really big Polly Walnuts wings, basically. Yes.
So he's like Polly. He's like he went to the barber. And he says, "I want to do Willie Nelson, Polly Walnuts, and Paul Heyman."
Wasn't there a guy in the Misfits who did double hawks?
Well, they all did.
Yeah, it's kind of like
mostly Doyle.
Yeah, but it's like the double hawks, but they're like farther to the sides. Does that make any sense?
Because wait, in the Misfits?
Yeah, wasn't there a guy doing the double hawks in the Misfits?
They mean the reverse mohawk?
Where you have the two.
That's, are you thinking about Legion of Doom? Are you thinking about a hawk from Legion of Doom?
No, I'm thinking about a dude who had two big giant mohawks. Because you could do double hawks.
Oh. No, you could do, okay, so he's got a double hawk. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but they're kind of, instead of being like, because usually they're like right up here. These are more like almost behind his ears.
Okay. Yeah, they're behind his ears. And he has spikes on top of his head,
and
too.
He has spikes.
There's spikes on
There's
top
just
of
so
his
many
head.
Spikes.
Just sharp-ass spikes.
Oh, gosh.
And that's just it.
Yes.
That's how this ends.
We did gloss over when Savage Dragon talks to the racist cop.
Oh, okay.
He talks to him for quite a while, and he gives him like a humongous speech that would make the internet lose its mind right now. Like, Twitter would be so angry because he's like, hey, you know, when you do bad shit as cops, you make people not trust us, and maybe you shouldn't be a racist and all that sort of stuff. So,
yeah, no, actually, I thought about that, too, because I was like, if they make this movie, if they ever get around to making Savage Dragon a movie, which they should, and people will be reading this or people will be hearing about it, like, they made him woke. I'm like, dude.
It's like they made the X-Men woke. It's like, oh man,
he's green. The world's against him because he looks different, but he is super powerful.
Yeah, and he has all the guns.
And he has all the guns,
which is
so
fun.
I don't think the people out there read enough Savage Dragon, though.
I don't know. Do you ever think that they're gonna get around to Savage Dragon? I kind of feel like maybe if things had gone better the last couple of years for superhero movies.
If things had gone better for like
DC, maybe?
Non-DC and Marvel properties.
But that they didn't even really go well for DC or Marvel at this point.
Right, say, but like if Spawn was a much better movie,
mm-hmm.
like I'm sure Spawn did okay.
I saw it in the theater. I knew who Spawn was, but we were like, all right, we're going to go. So me and my friends all went to the movie theater and we watched Spawn.
Do you remember that Bloodshot movie with Vin Diesel? And he had like nanites in his blood or some shit.
Yes, we watched that.
We watched that because it was right when the pandemic started.
That's right. And man, that movie was bad.
That's another movie like Police Academy that people have completely erased.
Completely forgot. That's going on my list.
What? Oh, for Bloodshot? For the We Hate Movies guys?
Yeah,
yeah, good
for
idea.
For listener requests.
Again, nobody remembers that movie.
This is what I do. I put these movies. You're right. I honestly forgot about that.
I thought about today because I was like, all right, so this Vin Diesel was in this shit.
That's right. And he had those stupid nanobots and they kept just rebooting him or something. Oh, it was so dumb. Okay.
Yeah. So had movies, you know, like that done better, I guess, and you know, amongst the superhero boom. Maybe you've gotten a Savage Dragon. I don't know, for prosthetics alone.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing. I mean,
granted, it would look really weird, mm-hmm. I think. But I mean, because that's just the kind of thing where I think you could pull the, if you were to do this movie, you could pull it off as a good looking like prosthetic.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be really awesome. So, but yeah. So, are we looking forward to the rest of this trade here? What are we feeling?
Yeah. I mean, I think it'll be interesting to see. I think, you know, it's hard to kind of, you got to get going. So you have to obviously establish who Savage Dragon is and you have to put him on the force and da da da. So, you know, we're a little bit, but I feel like we're starting to ramp up here. So, yeah, I think it'll be good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And I actually have to say, just kind of, you just kind of brought it up now about putting him on the force. Like, This kind of moves.
It does, actually, yeah.
Like, in order to get him right to where we need to get, you know, it's kind of like, okay, he doesn't have much of an origin, but we find him, we know what he's about.
And it's not super weird because there's already all these other weird mutants wandering around, so.
Right. And so it's not like
nobody's screaming at the top of their lungs.
Yeah, we don't need origin stories for all of these guys.
Right.
But right away, he's in, you know, he's on the force and he's like, okay, this is what this guy's going to do. And it's almost as if, because, you know, of course, Image being an independent company,
yeah,
you know, was like, hey, you know, we just want to get to the stuff we like.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the other Image,
which is also
like
guns.
Also, yeah, guns. And if you're Rob Liefeld, no feet. Can't draw feet?
Nope, no feet.
No feet?
No feet.
Just a lot of people in pods.
just people standing behind rocks.
I'm surprised Youngblood wasn't called Pod Squad. And it's just, they can't get out of their pods. No, but like, they just want to get to like what people want to see. And that's big heroes fighting big villains.
Yes. Very hairy, big green men shooting at other big men.
And also when you got women there, giant ass. Did you remember that one panel?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's an ass.
Where we see, what's her face? Like Glowbug, and it's just like ass.
Oh, yeah, she's wearing a thong. This is kind of like basically the comic book version of the Meaty Men Invitational.
Yes.
Biggie like always wanted to have, which was big, meaty men wrestling each other in like sort of a battle royal. And that's kind of what this is, because these are just big dudes fighting.
I would enjoy a live action series with the Savage Dragon with special guest Biggie Langston. He got his name back. He took it back
from the colonizer. Oh God.
He took it back, and now he's on TV hanging out with Savage Dragon.
That'd be so funny.
And they're just running around bumping into big meaty villains bumping meat. No, I would love that. That's a fantastic idea.
I know. I still think they should actually have a big wrestling match with big men. And literally Big E should show up at everybody's house with like a check. Not a check, but like a big golden ticket to be like, you've been invited.
I want him dressed like Willy.
And he's wearing a white suit.
Yeah, I want him kind of dressed like Willy Wonka and be like, hello,
yes,
we are here.
100%.
Doing the big day.
And he shows up at fucking, you know, Braun Strowman's house, and he hands him a big gold ticket and says, you're in the Meaty Man Invitational. Congratulations. And then he shows up at fucking Otis's house or
also,
whoever.
Also, the ticket is good for free steak at Sizzler.
Yes. You can also redeem this for a free steak at Sizzler. That is also correct.
I like how we just jumped right into a wrestling conversation without any context.
WrestleMania is this weekend.
I got WrestleMania fever. I can't wait.
I know.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Anyways, but that's going to do it for this week's show. Thanks for being with us today. I hope you enjoyed our little discussion up top about high school presentations.
Also, big meaty men slapping meat.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe Dan Davis could be in the Big Meaty Men Invitational.
Was he a big dude?
He's a football player.
Yeah, but football player versus football player now.
He was a fullback, so he was probably big, but not that big. So maybe he could watch.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to be in it. He just shows up.
Oh, you know who else could be in the Meaty Men Invitational, even though he's not a wrestler, is Jason Kelsey.
Oh, Jason Kelsey would be...
I think
thrilled.
He would love it, actually.
Jason Kelsey, he would be... like the guest timekeeper.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, he would just.
But then he would also get in there and start shoving.
I was gonna say he just shows up with no shirt on and a fucking six pack.
I heard there's a bunch of meaty men in a congregating in a ring. I just had a
great old time.
actually, I think they're trying to get him to come because they're in Philadelphia.
Oh,
so he might be there. He might be a part of the meaty men. They might have a meaty men parade.
That'd be amazing. I could see that.
Savage Dragon, Jason Kelsey, and Big E. It's a good time, guys.
I'd watch that.
You know what? Put it on a pay-per-view. I'll spend a couple bucks. Anyways, thanks for listening. If you guys have been hardcore with us for a long time, we really appreciate it because this is the kind of stuff.
How can you put up with this?
how do you put up with this? We try to make the show shorter, but we just can't.
We can't.
But we did. I think we did okay. We're doing okay.
We're doing all right.
Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on all the things.
Yes. And of course, find us on Facebook, worstcollectionever@gmail.com. Please hit us up there. Also, the YouTube channel, Angry Hero 79. I know it's under my name, but go there, and there is a playlist, which is also linked to this show description.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to just go right to the playlist of updated episodes, all the previous episodes on YouTube and all the new ones.
Yep.
It's just a static image, but the audio is there. Mm-hmm. And if that's your jam,
that's where it is.
Please, by all means, jump in there. So we really would appreciate it. And please give us reviews. Send us messages on YouTube or whatever. Spotify does reviews too now. You can, I don't think they always did, but now you can just get in there and drop a few reviews, and that would be great. So thanks again to folks for listening, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Bye.